有一个人拿着准绳。
In chapter 2, it says a person was carrying a measuring line.
那我们就知道，这跟启示录拿那个杖是一样。
We know that this is the same as the measuring rod mentioned in Revelations.
那让我们知道，说我们信主很可贵的一点，就是有一个绝对的标准，可以做我们的标准。
It lets us understand that the preciousness of believing in God is so that we can have the standard of God.
我们在世界上如果没有一个标准，可以讲很自由。
In this world, if we do not have a standard, we are free.
但是如果我们要找一个很正确的答案，我们就觉得很彷徨，那到底什么是对的？
However, we may come into a panic in search of a perfect answer. What is the right way?
那我们找教会也应该是以这个标准来衡量。
When we seek for a church, we should also use this standard as a measuring rod.
教会应该照神的标准来建立的。
The church should be built according to God's standard.
那到了第六节到十三节。
When we come to verse 6 to verse 13.
神第六节说，你分散在天的四方，现在从北方之地逃回。这是神说的。
Verse 6, up, up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord.
那过去因为神的公义，所以让他们分散四方。
In the past, because of God's justice, they were scattered into the four winds.
现在因为神的怜悯，所以神要带他们回来。
However, due to God's mercy, now God is going to retrieve them back.
要回来让他们来重建圣城。
Let them all come back to rebuild the holy city.
那十节到十三节，这是神同在的一个重要的表现。
And from verse 10 to verse 13, it talks about the abundance of God.
第十节。
Verse 10.
锡安城应当欢喜歌唱，因为我来要住在你们中间。
Verse 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming and will dwell in your midst.
神要住在人的中间，这是做一个人最大的福分。
This is the greatest blessing that a person can ever receive, that God will dwell in our midst.
人生最大的享受，这是享受神本身。
The greatest enjoyment of life is to enjoy God himself.
所以我们看摩西在山上，保罗在变帽山，彼得在变帽山上，都觉得我们在这里真好。
Therefore, we can see that Moses on the mountain, as well as Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration, they all said, it is so nice for us to be here.
最大的满足就是神住在我们里面。
The greatest satisfaction that we can receive is that God abides in us.
所以西安应当欢喜歌唱。
Therefore, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion.
所以教会一个是一个我们享受神的地方，教会是一个喜乐的地方。
So the church is a place of enjoyment for us, a place where we can obtain joy.
我们在使徒行传里面看到使徒教会天天在一起，充满着喜乐。
In the Acts of the Apostles, we know that all the disciples were gathered together every day with joy.
圣灵所结的果子，第一个是仁爱，第二个就是喜乐。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first one is love and joy.
所以如果人真的要寻求喜乐，应该要来寻找这一座城。
So if a person is seeking after joy, then he should come and seek after the city.
就是耶路撒冷城。
Which is the city of Jerusalem,
也就是真教会,
which is the true church.
因为神要住在我们中间,
because God himself will dwell in our midst.
也就是在神的城里面可以体会到神的恩典, 神的能力, 神的慈爱。
Which means that within this city wall of God, we can experience God's grace, God's power, and his love.
十一节。
Verse 11.
说那时有许多的国归附神做他的子民要住在你们中间你们就知道万军的神差我到你们那里。
Verse 11, many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
所以我们怎么让这个教会来兴盛扩张呢？
So how can we allow the church to expand and prosper?
从十一节我们找到一个答案。
We can achieve an answer from verse 11.
跟第十节。
And verse 10.
如果神住在我们中间，
Once God abides in us,
就有许多人会来归附神。
Then many people will come to the Lord.
所以教会的吸引力不是人。
So the attraction of the church is not due to men.
教会的吸引力是神。
The attraction of the church is God himself.
但是我们人刚信主的时候是用看得见的人来吸引我们。
However, in the beginning when we believe in God, we are mostly attracted to the people of the church.
我看周围人对我好不好。
Let me see if the people around me are good enough to me.
那我决定要不要来这个教会。
Then I can decide whether I want to come into this church or not.
但是信仰需要成长。
However, faith needs to grow.
到最后应该是这个教会有没有神同在。
Eventually, the conclusion is whether God is abiding in this church.
就超越了人。
This will supersede all man factors.
那如果我们信仰已经超越人，来到神面前，就没有一个人会让我们跌倒。
If our faith has supersedes all man factors, then nobody can be our stumbling block.
所以在教会里面，我们常常发现人跟人一摩擦就不来了。
We see that in the church many a times people have friction with one another and they refuse to come anymore.
看到别人的缺点就不来了。
Many people see the weaknesses of others and refuse to come.
感觉到被冷落就不来了。
They felt neglected, they refuse to come.
这个最基本的原因就是他没有到神的面前。
But the basic reason here is because they have not reached before God.
他信主的好只是去感受周围的人来觉得信主好不好，而没有直接去感受神。
The feeling of goodness of believing in God is due to when they gather together with other people and not because of their experiences with God.
所以这个十一节说好多人来归附神做他的子民。
Here in verse 11 says, many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day.
因为神住在耶路撒冷。
Because God dwells in Jerusalem.
是因为神的原因。
This is because of God.
好，我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
神必收回犹大做他的圣地的份，也必再拣选耶路撒冷。
And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem.
那被掳掠的，现在再一次神把他收回来。
Those who have been taken captive will come back once more.
十三节
，verse 13。
凡有血气的都在神面前静默无声，因为他兴起从圣所出来。
Verse 13, be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from the holy habitation.
所以我们仔细看这个整个耶路撒冷再一次的被建立，这个是神主导的，不是人主导的。
So here, God is leading every step of the way where the whole city of Jerusalem was reestablished.
这神在 initiate, 神在主导的。
God was the initiator.
所以我们在看我们真教会这个复兴圣经里面已经很清楚的预言。
We see that the establishment of the true church has been well prophesized in the Bible.
那到时候到了，这个神会亲自带领，我们教会会越来越兴盛。
When the time comes, then God will lead Himself, and our church will prosper.
我们有没有听过人这样讲啊？真耶稣教会如果再不振作的话，神可能从其他教会兴起一个真教会。有没有听过人这样讲
？Have you heard of people saying that if the true church do not put Himself together, then God may rise someone else from other churches? To prosper.
这个是没有圣经根据的讲法。
This kind of saying is not Bible based.
圣经的讲法是真耶稣教会一定会兴盛。
The words of the Bible says clearly that the true Jesus Church will prosper.
不会就好像一家公司开到最后倒闭了。
It will not become like a corporation that will file bankruptcy at the end.
所以表面上你看起来好像有一点失望到最后一定会兴盛。
Superficially, you may conclude that you are disappointed, but in the end. It will prosper.
就好像神预定七十年满了，你看神自然就带他们回来，神跟他们同在，这耶路撒冷就重建了。
Just as God has destined, after the 7 years, the time has come, and the people were coming back to rebuild Jerusalem.
所以这个神有他的计划，有他的时间表，一直往前推，神的工作就一直兴盛起来。
So God Himself has a plan and a timeline that He will schedule His work.
所以我们活在这个世代是有福气的。
It is so blessed for us to live in this generation.
神要与我们同在。
God will abide in our midst.
那在这一段我们有提过，就是掳掠者要受罚。
In this portion, we have mentioned that those the person who take captured of them will be
就第九节
captured.
那掳掠以色列百姓，到最后神要按着他们的罪来报应他们。
The captor will be arrested by God in the end.
好，我们现在看再回来第三章。
Now we come to chapter 3.
这第三章是在讲大祭司约书亚。
Chapter 3 is talking about the high priest Joshua.
那这个大祭司约书亚是谁？
Who is this Joshua, the high priest?
如果我们看这个哈该书，
If we refer to Haggai,
哈该书的第一章，
Haggai chapter 1.
第一节
Verse
1. 大利乌王第二年六月一日，神的话借着先知哈该向犹大省长撒铁达的儿子所罗巴伯和约亚达的儿子大祭司说， 所以这个他们重建圣殿的时候，是神兴起先知对省长所罗巴伯还有大祭司约书亚跟他鼓励。
So the rebuilding of the temple is initiated by God in that he moved this king and the prophet and raised the prophet and then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and then Joshua and encouraged them.
一个是省长，一个是大祭司。
One was the prophet and the other was a governor.
那么再从这两个人来带领以色列百姓来重建这个圣殿。
These two people will lead the whole Israelite nation to rebuild the temple.
所以这两个人是关键的。
These two people were the key factors.
那我们在教会整个圣工发展呢，我们在教会里面也有一些是很重要的关键的工人。
In the prospering of the work in the church, we need critical people to lead us.
好像说教会的职务会。
For example, the board members of the church.
这个职务会就是教会发展的关键。
The board members is the key factor for the movement.
好像那个一个火车的火车头。
It is just like the head of the train.
你火车头不动的话，后面的火车就不会动了。
If the head of the train does not move, then how can all the other parts of the train would move?
那你火车头在前面一直拖，那后面就跟着走。
So the head of the train will move, and then the rest part of the train will continue to move.
所以这个教会啊，我们圣工发展一个关键的一批人就是职务会。
So the prospering of the sacred work of the church needs the key factors such as the board members of the church.
那我们现在看这个第三章。
Now we refer to chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
天使指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在神的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边，与他作对。
So then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him.
那大祭司站在神面前做什么
？What is the high priest doing standing in front of God？
当然，大祭司就是为以色列百姓祈求福气。
Of course, the high priest was praying to God for the blessing to all the Israelites.
那撒旦站在约书亚的旁边做什么？
What is Satan standing at his right hand?
与他作对。
To oppose Joshua.
所以这个就让我们知道说，在物质的层面之上，还有一个属灵的层面。
We know from here that on top of the material realm, there is a spiritual realm.
但是我们常常就是服侍神，我们只看到物质的层面，没有看到灵的层面。
But many a times when we serve God, we only see the material realm.
比方说约伯记里面那个约伯的三个朋友跟约伯在辩论，为什么约伯今天会受苦这么多
？For example, in the book of Job, the three friends of Job were debating with him, arguing the reasons why he was undergoing suffering.
那第一章跟第二章，我们就知道在灵里面的层面发生了什么事情。
From chapter 1 to chapter 2, it talks about what is happening in the spiritual realm.
就是神要在魔鬼面前证明约伯为什么拜神。
It is because God was proving to Satan why Job was worshiping him.
因为撒旦他控告约伯说他拜神是出于功利。
Because Satan was accusing Job that he was receiving benefits.
因为这样拜神。
Therefore he worships God.
你如果把功利拿掉，他就把你弃掉了。
If you take away all these benefits, then he will discard you also.
所以撒旦想要讲的就是说，其实约伯是很现实的。
Therefore, Satan's point was that Job was actually looking after personal benefits.
因为你给他好处，所以他拜你啊。
Because you give him so many benefits, of course he will worship you.
你好处拿掉，他就不会拜你啊。
Once you take away these benefits, he will never worship you.
那神需要一个证明。
But God needs to prove.
证明说约伯拜神不是功利的。
To prove that Job was not worshiping him for his personal gain.
就允许撒旦下来。
Therefore, he allowed Satan to come down.
有限度的攻击约伯。
To in a limited sense attack Job.
但所以第一章就发现约伯他孩子都死了，他的牛羊都死，都没有了。
From the first chapter of Job, we discover that Job has lost all his cattle and livestock and all his children.
但是他还继续拜神。
But he continued to worship God.
但是这个事情的发生是在灵界里面啊，神跟这个魔鬼对话的结果。
However, this has occurred when God was conversing with Satan in the spiritual realm.
结果就发生了约伯受灾难。
The result brought about the sufferings that Job has to undergo.
那约伯的三个朋友他没有办法去了解这个神的对话内容。
The three friends of Job failed to understand the discussion between God and Satan.
他就用一些神学知识来解释约伯为什么受苦。
They use theological ideas to analyze why Job had to suffer.
所以一直辩辩到三十几章啊，约伯没有办法把约伯辩倒。
Therefore, after arguing for 30 over chapters, they cannot overcome Job.
那这一段圣经也是一样。
In this part of the passage, is the same way.
就是我们站在神的面前，我们在服侍神，不只是说表面上你在领会啊，你在啊做总务、做教务这样而已。
So when we're serving God, what we see is that we are not only standing before God, becoming a board member, or we are delivering sermons.
其实做圣工哦，就是站在神跟人中间。
Actually, when we're doing God's work, we're actually standing between God and man.
好像摩西一样。
As if we're Moses.
站在人的面前，我们代表神。
Before man, we are representing God.
代表神宣讲神的话。
To proclaim the words of God.
宣讲神的旨意。
To proclaim the will of God.
站在神面前，我们代表人。
But before God, we are representing men.
要向神祈祷，求神赦罪，求神施恩。
We're petitioning to God and asking Him for His grace and blessings.
所以做圣工不只是站在人面前这样而已。
Therefore, when we perform sacred work, we're not only doing it in front of men.
我们做的工作是在神跟人中间。
We are doing the work that is happening between God and men.
那假像说我们去传福音。
We can think about when we preach the gospel.
我们就是大使是哥林多前书说我们是大使。
First Corinthians said we are ambassadors.
我代表神。
We are representing God.
我传福音给你。
I preach the gospel to you.
那有时候我们看到信徒受苦。
And oftentimes we see members who are suffering.
我们跪在神面前为他祷告。
We will kneel before God and pray for this.
代表那个人为他祷告，因为他很软弱，他不懂得祷告。
We represent this person to pray to God because this person is weak. He doesn't know how to pray.
所以服事是站在神跟人中间的侍奉。
Therefore, to serve is to stand before God and man and serve.
那这样服事就很严肃了。
Then serving becomes a serious matter.
在教会里面服事就不是在世界上做的做事情了。
So serving in the church becomes different than any other job we have in the world.
所以这里说，撒旦站在约书亚的右边跟他作对。
Here it says Satan was standing at the right hand of Joshua to oppose him.
为什么要跟他作对？
Why does he have to oppose him?
因为约书亚跟我们前面读的省长所罗巴伯这两个人是关键人，要带领以色列百姓来重建圣殿。
Because Joshua and Zerubbabel, just now we have read, are the two main key factors to rebuild the temple.
他如果能够控告约书亚让神不用他，那以色列百姓建殿的工作就停止了。
If Satan can succeed in opposing him and accusing him, so that God will not use Joshua anymore, then the work of reestablishing of the temple will come to a halt.
所以今天我们在看神在攻击教会最厉害的就是攻击教会里面几个那个关键的人物。
Therefore, nowadays in the church, we often see that when Satan accuses or attacks some members in the church, it is the key people.
如果这个倒了。
If they collapse,
第一个圣工会受影响。
Firstly, the sacred work will be affected.
神要再兴起工人，但可以，但需要一段时间。
God will take time to raise up another worker.
第二个信徒会受影响。
Secondly, the members will all be affected.
特别那个信徒如果不是信仰建在神的身上，他会受影响。
Especially those members whose faith are not built on God Himself.
你看那个这么重要的就倒了，那真耶稣教会算什么？倒，坐走了。
They can say that, oh, you see such an important worker, they have gone down. What is the true Jesus Church now?
所以我们要常常为这个教会里面的工人代祷。
So we have to pray for the workers of the church.
因为这是教会发展很重要的关键。
Because they are the key factors of the prospering of the church.
要为他们家庭代祷。
To pray for their family.
因为神想办法就是要把这些人打倒。
Because Satan,
撒旦想办法要把这些人打倒。
Satan will seek after means and ways to oppose them and
使神的工作受到阻挡。
So that God's word may be opposed.
好，那现在撒旦怎么跟约书亚作对
？So in what way is Satan opposing Joshua?
好，我们看第三节。
We see verse 3.
说约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel.
这里所说污秽的衣服就是指着脏的，也就是有罪。
These filthy garments here refer to unclean garments, which means it's filled with sin.
站在圣洁的神面前。
and was standing before the holy God.
所以很显然，这个撒旦能够跟约书亚作对，就是因为虽然约书亚在服侍神，但是他穿的衣服是脏的。
So obviously, the reason why Satan was able to stand by him to oppose him is because Joshua was clothed with filthy garments while serving God.
撒旦犯罪，神没有放过他。
God did not let go of Satan when he sinned.
将来还要面对审判。
In the future, he will be judged.
那现在约书亚穿的污秽的衣服，他怎么能够站在神面前服侍神呢
？And now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. How can he stand boldly before God to serve?
这是撒旦要控告的一点。
This is the first point why Satan was attacking him.
所以这个让我们知道，我们服侍神的一个很重要的条件，做圣工的条件就是衣服要洁白。
So now we know that the main prerequisite before we can serve God is that we have to be clothed with clean garments.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第六章的第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁，谁肯为我去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go before us?
这里讲以赛亚听见神的呼召。
Here tells us that Isaiah heard the calling of God.
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？
Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?
那以赛亚什么时候听见神的呼召？
When did Isaiah hear this voice?
那第一章 第六章第一节，神先显异象给他看。
In chapter 6, verse 1, God first revealed a vision to him.
神坐在高高的宝座上。
God was sitting on a throne, high and lifted up.
是非常崇高的一个神。
He was a very lofty God.
然后撒拉佛侍立。
And the seraphim
第二节 在侍立，在服侍神。
Was serving God.
然后撒拉佛呼喊圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And they cried to one another and said, Holy, holy, holy.
非常有力量。
It is so powerful.
荣光充满全地。
And the whole earth is full of his glory.
然后殿的根基也震动。
And then the posts of the door were shaken.
那撒拉佛是什么样的天使？
What kind of an angel is the seraphim?
这个名字叫做焚烧。
The meaning of seraphim is to be burned.
焚烧就是干净，你烧完就干净了。
To burn. After burning, it will be clean.
焚烧也代表火热。
To burn means like warmth of a fire.
因为它的干净，因为它的火热，所以它一呼喊就发生大力量。
Because of its cleanliness and its fervency, then once it shouts.
这个在提到天上圣所天使的服事。
This is the servitude of the heavenly angels.
那个服事是圣洁的。
This servitude is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God himself is holy.
所以他们才能够靠近神。
Therefore they are able to approach God.
那个服事是火热的。
The servitude is filled with fire.
火热从哪里来？
Where does this fire come from?
你看到神，你就火热。
When you see God, you will be filled with this fire.
你现在好多人你在教会里面，如果大家都聚会啊，都在好像在打瞌睡哦，你忽然就讲哦，哪一个信徒怎么做蒙神祝福赚很多钱，马上眼睛都亮起来。
In the church, you see that many people are dozing off during sermons, but once you mention about some people are being blessed by God in a certain way and have multiplied in wealth, many people will wake up.
所以人一看到钱呢，心里火热。
Once you see money, you will be filled with fire.
但是这个天使看到神，你看到神本身，你就会一直热起来，因为没有一个比神更会吸引你，会更会让你满足的。
But this angel was filled with fire because they were satisfied. Nothing can satisfy them except the appearance of God himself.
所以我们不懂得服侍神是因为不认识神。
The reason why we are unable to serve God is because we do not know God.
是因为没有看到神。
Because we have not seen God.
你如果看到神，你认识神，你会全部投进去。
If we know God and we have seen God, then we will put ourselves all into it.
因为你最有价值的生活方式就是服侍这一位神。
Because the most valuable thing in your life is to serve this God.
那这个以赛亚看到这个异象。
And once Isaiah saw this vision.
那天上的服事。
The servitude up there in heaven.
第一个反应是什么？
What is his first response?
第五节。
Verse 5.
祸哉，我灭亡了。
Woe to me, for I am undone.
为什么？
Why?
第六节。
Verse 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我是嘴唇不洁又住在嘴唇不洁的民众。
Because I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
这个什么意思？
What is this mean?
他就发现自己有罪。
He realized that he was full of sin.
我们常常会觉得，会不会这样？我们人会不会常常觉得我很好？
Have we often felt that I'm good?
如果我们常常觉得我很好，是因为我们不认识神。
If we often feel that we are good, then it's because we do not understand God well enough.
所以你看来看去，每个人都有缺点，当然是我最好。
So you see, all around you, everyone has faults. Of course, I'm the best.
但是如果我们认识神
，But if we know God,
我们就跟以赛亚一样。
Then we will be just like Isaiah.
我们真的很多的罪。
We are truly filled with sin.
我们真的是不配服侍神。
We are truly unworthy to serve God.
所以对自己的认识从哪里来
？So where does this understanding of oneself come from?
对自己的认识是从认识神来的。
To understand ourselves, we have to understand God first.
神是一面镜子。
God is a mirror.
你站在他绝对的圣洁面前一看，发现我们不圣洁。
You stand before His absolute perfection, you will realize that you are not perfect.
所以以赛亚书里面说，我们的义都是污秽的。
The book of Isaiah says that our righteousness are all filthy.
我们的好在神绝对的好里面都是不好的。
Our goodness is always evil in the perfect goodness of God.
所以唯有我们站在神面前，我们才会感觉到我们需要神的救恩。
Only by standing before God can we realize we truly need the salvation grace of God.
因为站在神的面前，我们才知道我们满身是罪，所以我们需要神。
So only by standing before God can we realize we are filled with sin, so we need Him.
那第五节说，我是嘴唇不洁的。
Verse 5 says, I am a man of unclean lips.
要住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips.
最容易犯的罪就是言语上的罪。
The easiest sin we can commit is by our lips.
但是我们常常没有感觉。
But oftentimes we do not realize.
那神怎么样让以赛亚有能够配得去服侍神？
And how can God make Isaiah become qualified to serve him?
第六节。
Verse 6.
就撒拉佛飞到我面前，拿着炭红炭，用火剪从炭上取来，沾他的嘴，那他就洁净了。
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar.
所以人要怎么来洁净
？So how can a person be consecrated?
从神来的火一接触就洁净了。
When a live coal coming from God, it will clean us.
所以洁净是从神来的。
So the cleansing comes from God.
从火来的。
It comes from fire.
那火可以代表圣灵。
So fire can represent the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在里面焚烧。
The Holy Spirit burns within us.
所以有时候你祷告起来，你觉得好干净。
So oftentimes you pray, and after that you feel that you are clean.
因为圣灵感动，让我们悔改，神赦免，那你心里很平安。
Because you are moved greatly by the Holy Spirit, you repented before God. God forgave your sins, then you will be filled with peace.
你如果白天你看到那个当堂那个地方，就是一层那个鹅黄色的盖在上面。你看那个当堂啊，空气就有一个那个一层那个污染啊，盖在这个。
In the afternoon, if you see in the downtown, you will see that a layer of smog covers the air.
那你如果大雨下来，你再去看。
But after a big rain, you go and see.
哇，天气非常的清凉。
The air is very clear.
为什么
？Why？
因为那个杂质都刷下来了。
Because all the filth are all scrubbed down.
今天我们需要神的灵。
Today we need God's spirit.
把我们里面那个杂质烧掉。
To burn the impurities within us.
那洁净完以后，神的呼召才来。
So after the consecration by God, then God called him.
谁可以被我差遣
？Whom shall I send？
那我们就这样来回来过来看撒加利亚书第三章。
In this way, we come back to Zechariah chapter 3.
撒加利亚的穿的衣服是有污秽的。
Joshua was clothed.
约书亚哈。
Joshua was clothed with filthy garments.
那撒旦在控告，在神面前控告他。
And Satan was opposing him before God.
那这个怎么办
？So what shall we do?
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
使者吩咐站在面前说：“你要脱去他污秽的衣服。”又对约书亚说：“我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。”
Verse 4. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes."
那这个神赐的是华美的衣服。
The clothing that God gave him was rich robes.
干净的。
It is clean.
美的。
It is beautiful.
那穿着这个衣服才能站在神面前服侍神。
Only by being clothed with these rich robes can he stand before God to serve him.
所以这个告诉我们，要服侍神之前需要经历一段属灵的更新。
Therefore, here it tells us before serving God, we have to undergo a term of spiritual renewal.
所以有的人他要被选做负责人之前，他自己也不晓得会被选做负责人，就经历一段试炼。那试炼完以后，教会把他选做负责人。
So many people are unaware that the church plans to elect them as the board member, but they have to undergo a certain suffering unrealizingly. Then after that, they realized the church was going to elect them.
那个就是一种预备。
That was a preparation work.
让你洁净。
So that you may be cleansed.
穿上华美的衣服。
You wear this clean garment.
然后能够站在神面前服侍神。
Then you can stand before God to serve Him.
那有时候我们这个在教会里面服侍，你要承担更重要的职分之前，有时候神会给你稍微一个练一下，让你更洁净，然后再托付更重要的工作。
Sometimes when you are about to assume a higher position in the church, with more responsibilities, you have to undergo a certain suffering from God so that you may be consecrated before you take up the responsibility.
所以在教会里面，这个工作跟灵性是配在一起的。
So the work in the church is going hand in hand with the spiritual realm.
跟那个神用巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王的不一样。
It is so different from how God used Nebuchadnezzar.
神用他以后就把他废掉了。
After God used him, then he will discard him.
但是我们这个是神用以后，神就把我们提上去了。
But in this case, after God used us, then God will elevate us.
所以那个条件不一样。
So we are coming under a different condition.
所以神吩咐使者把他衣服脱掉，然后给他华美的衣服。
So God instructed the angel to remove this unclean, filthy garment from him and then gave him new ones.
这个属灵的更新的过程需要神吩咐使者来帮助我们，需要从神来帮助我们才能够更新。
Only by the help of God, the help that God sent to us, can we spiritually renew ourselves.
那这一段期间可能就是安静的期间。
This period of time perhaps will be a quiet time.
当然我们在服事的时候需要很有力量，很投入，很忙碌。
Of course, when we serve God, we need to be very powerful, we need to devote our whole self, and we're very busy.
但是你看圣经里面的属灵人物都有一段安静的时间。
But we see the spiritual characters of the Bible, they do have a period of time when they are quiet.
主耶稣晚上他就退到橄榄山上去了。
In the night, the Lord Jesus himself retreated to the Mount of Olives.
晚上又进白天又进到殿里面。
And then in the daytime, he entered the temple.
那个退到橄榄山就是一种安静，一种反省，一种更新。
Retreating to the Mount of Olives refers to a time of spiritual renewal, of peace, and of self-examination.
更新以后，重生，重新同在。得力，然后再进到殿里面服事。
After the renewal, he will be rejuvenated, renewed in the spirit, and then enter the temple again to serve.
所以，如果你看到教会负责人哦，这个聚会都不听道理，就是外面走来走去，每一次到教会里面来都很忙，这个是服事会出问题。
There is a problem when you see the board members coming to church and serving God, and they do not listen to sermons, but wandering around outside the chapel, only talking and chatting.
因为没有在神面前安静。
Because they have not come in quietness before God.
我们看不出自己的衣服脏在哪里。
We cannot detect in what way we're wearing filthy garments.
我们没有办法更新。
We cannot renew ourselves.
没有办法更新，魔鬼就很容易控告我们。
When we fail to renew ourselves, then the devil easily opposes us.
我们服事就会有问题。
When we serve, we will meet severe problems.
我们再回来看第三章。
And we come back to chapter 3.
第二节
Verse 2,
神对撒旦说，撒旦，神责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的主责备你。这里神对撒旦说，我责备你。
Here the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
这个撒旦的意思就是控告。
The word Satan here is, means accusing.
所以我们在教会里面，这个如果一直用控告的方式也在告这个人不好，那个人不好，这个很可能是魔鬼在做工。
In the church, if we often accuse and criticize others, this person is no good, that person is not good, then we are using the strategy of Satan.
因此教会的纷乱。
Which will result in the dissension of the church.
所以你看这个撒旦的控告，神说，神责备你。
So God is rebuking Satan for accusing.
爱心是什么？
What is the meaning of love?
当然爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Of course, love is to love righteousness and detest evil deeds.
但是爱是凡事包容。
However, love covers all sins.
这个是爱。
This is love.
不是控告。
Not to accuse.
所以这里撒旦神说我责备你。
Therefore, here the Lord is rebuking Satan.
那我们看看第二节的下半句。
We see the latter portion of verse 2.
这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
一根柴如果放在火里面，最后就烧掉了。
If a brand is always in the fire, then it will be burned eventually.
那火中抽出来，它就不会被烧掉，所以这根木材还可以用来 做材料的盖房子。
So this wooden brand is plucked out of the fire and it can still be used to build a house.
所以这一批人呢、啊，他是从被掳当中回来的。
So these batch of people are from captivity and they are retrieved back.
所以这好像火里面抽出来的一根柴。
It's as if they are being plucked out of the fire.
如果他一直被掳，到最后全部就灭亡在国外去了。
If they're constantly in captivity, in the end they will be scattered to another nation.
因为这个被掳好像火一样，是一个灾难。
Because being in captivity, they are as if in a fire. It is a calamity.
但是这个火是要炼净他们，不是要烧掉他们。
But this fire is supposed to purify them, not to consume them.
所以神给我们这个遭困难，不是要毁灭我们，是要炼净我们。
So the reason why God allows us to undergo suffering is not to destroy us, but to cleanse us.
那火里面抽出来，就是从我们的熬炼当中啊，在我们没有办法忍受的时候，神就把我们抽出来。
When we are in the suffering, when we cannot take it anymore, God will pluck us out of the fire.
在我们达到神要我们达的目的的时候，神就把我们抽出来。
When we have reached the standard that God intended for us to reach, then God will pluck us out.
这根柴就是服侍神的。
This brand is needed to serve God.
就是约书亚。
Which is Joshua.
是神预备的一根柴。
It is the wooden brand that is prepared by God.
所以他在控告约书亚穿把这个。污秽的衣服，所以神就责备你吧。
So the Lord rebuked Satan for accusing Joshua for wearing filthy garments.
后来神就给他穿华美的衣服。
And later on, God gave him rich clothing.
我们看第五节。
We refer to verse 5.
第四节哈，华美衣服，如果照旧约时代，他们要做在进入这个圣殿要穿以弗德。
Verse 4 says rich robes. In the Old Testament, when they want to enter into the temple, they have to wear an ephod.
这是特别做的衣服。
It is a special type of garment.
特别的材料，特别的颜色。
Using special materials and in special colors.
所以这个代表我们服侍神需要有一个衣服，这个衣服就是我们行为，需要有一定的一定的标准。
It means that when we come to serve God, we have to come into this standard. We have to have a certain
那《使徒行传》第六章就是好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
And in Acts chapter 6, it talks about qualities of a person to serve is to have good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
就是有一个衣服穿上去，然后才能够服侍神。
And you are clothed with a garment, then you can serve God.
所以神赐给他这件华美的衣服。
So God here gave him rich robes.
第五节。
Verse 5. Verse 5, and I said, let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put the clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by.
这里说神给他冠冕，给他衣服。
Here, God gave clean turban on his head.
神的使者站在旁边，站。
And the angel of the Lord stood by.
所以这可以看到这个服侍神的人在神看起来是尊贵的。
Here we can see that those who serve God are precious in his sight.
所以这是恩典。
It is a grace.
不是约书亚配得。
And Joshua was worthy of this.
不是他配得。
It's not because Joshua was worthy of it.
第一个，他是一根柴，本来是要被火烧掉的。
Firstly, he was just a brand, ready to be burned by the fire.
神把他抽出来。
It is God who plucked him out of the fire.
第二个，
Secondly,
他本来是污秽的衣服，不配得。
He was not qualified because of wearing filthy garments.
神把他脱下来，给他华美的衣服。
God took it down and gave him a beautiful clothes.
因为神这两个作为，所以约书亚才能够站在神面前戴冠冕，穿华美衣服。
Because of these two works of God, only can Joshua stand before God wearing clean turban and new garments.
而且神的使者站在他旁边。
And the angel of the Lord stood by him.
所以我们今天能够在教会服侍神，这不是我们配得的。
Therefore, today when we are able to serve God in the church, it is not because we are qualified.
不管神用我们做什么，这是神的恩典，我们是不配的。
In whatever way that God is using us, we are unworthy.
如果没有经过像约书亚这两个步骤，我们就没希望了。
Without going through these two processes of Joshua, we have no hope.
所以我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners who have received grace.
能够服侍神是恩典。
To be able to serve God is a grace.
我们看第六节。
Verse
6. 服侍主的条件，第六节跟第七节。
The qualifications of serving God, verse 6 and 7.
请读。
Verse 6. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand there.
神对约书亚说，第七节，
God spoke to Joshua,
你若遵行我的道，谨守我的诫命，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的言语。这里有条件的。
Here are the qualifications.
你要谨守我的道，遵守我的命令。
The condition is if you walk in my ways and if you will keep my commands.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
你看那个神给亚当住在伊甸园里面。
When we see that God allowed Adam to live in the Garden of Eden.
那个是神的国。
It is the kingdom of God.
神只给他一个条件。
God only gave him one condition.
分别善恶树上果子你不可以吃。
Do not pluck any fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那有的人就问说，是不是那个树有毒？
Some people may ask, is that tree poisonous?
那个命令最重要一个条件就是说，你要顺服。
The most important essence of the command is that you have to submit.
因为在这个园子里面，神为主。
Because in this garden of God, God is the master.
所以你如果不吃，你就是顺服神。
By not eating the fruit, you are submitting to God.
那你就可以住在这里享受福分。
Then you can live in here and enjoy all the blessings.
你如果吃，你就要出去。
But if you partake of it, then you will be excluded.
是有条件的。
It has conditions.
那神在用摩西。
When God used Moses.
我们看为什么摩西从80岁一直服侍神到120岁40年，一直到他死。
We see why Moses was serving God from the age of 80 to 120 for 40 years until his death.
你可以看到一个人服侍轰轰烈烈，一阵火没有了。
You can see a person serving God in a powerful sense, and after a while, it dies down.
但是如果你看到一个人能够服侍神很几十年到死为止，这个值得我们研究。
It is worth our study if you can see someone who is serving God until his death.
这个里面有学问的。
There is something that is worthy of our studying.
我们看《申命记》34章。
We turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第九节。
Verse 9.
34章第九节。
Chapter 34, verse 9.
说嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，他便照着神吩咐摩西的去行。
Now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
最后一句说，神照神吩咐摩西的去行。
And they did as the Lord had commanded here in the letter.
所以摩西服侍神一辈子他是照神吩咐他的去做。
So Moses has served God all his life according to what the Lord had commanded him.
我们在教会里面服侍神，最重要一点就是，神是主，我们是仆人。
The most important thing we need to take note when we serve in the church is that God is the master, we are the servant.
我们要为神做什么，这可以。
Whatever we want to do for God, it is okay.
但是
，but
有条件。
It has a condition.
我们要问神是不是要我们这样做。
We have to ask the question, does God want me to do this?
尊神为大。
We put God as number one.
那约书亚就是照神吩咐摩西去行。
And Joshua also served God with what God has commanded him to do.
照摩西，吩咐摩西。
And in those things that God has commanded Moses.
所以约书亚没有另立路线呢。
Joshua did not do everything according to his own.
没有自己再找一个新路线出来。
He did not create another path.
就照神吩咐摩西去行。
He did everything that the Lord had commanded Moses.
所以这个我们回到这个撒迦利亚书的第三章。
Now we come back to Zechariah chapter 3, verse 6.
你遵若遵守我的道，谨守我的诫命，你就可以管理我的家。
If you will walk in my ways and you keep my command, then you can have charge over my house.
所以我们服侍神的标准是什么？
So what is the standard of serving God?
就是这本圣经的教训。
It is the teachings from this Bible.
不是你喜欢什么，我喜欢什么。
It's not due to your liking or my liking.
也不是说，那我们意见不同，我们来 compromise.
It's not because we have different ideas, let us compromise.
我们的主是神。
Our master is God himself.
我看什么样的。所以我们要明白神的旨意，要明白，要了解圣经。
So when we want to seek for the will of God, we have to come back to the Bible.
所以服侍神的根基是什么？
What is the foundation of serving God?
对神旨意的认识。
To understand clearly the will of God.
那神才会用你用到底。
Then God will use you to the end.
你说我服侍到最后你自己变神了。
If you serve God until you become the master.
这想法都是自己的，哎呀，要大家听我的意见。
You are just like God. Everyone has to submit to your will and your ideas.
这个服侍迟早就会结束。
This type of servitude will end someday.
因为他已经取代神了。
Because it has overtaken God.
所以对神的话要了解。
Therefore, we have to come to a clear understanding of God's
words. 那我们在教会里面讨论事情，就不会说意见差这么多。
So when we come into discussion in the church, our opinions will not vary so much.
因为你观念一致，你从圣经来的。
Because all your thinking or your ideas are from the Bible.
所以我们如果对圣经不是很清楚，我们意见不要太强。
If we do not have a clear understanding of God's words in the Bible, then don't be too strong on your opinion.
你如果圣经没有读过，也没有深入研究过，你意见太强，你的意见从哪里来？
If you haven't read the Bible before or have not studied deeply of God's words, then where does your opinion come from?
所以服事的基础是从神的话的了解。
The servitude, the foundation is from God's word.
还有圣灵的感动。
And the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那这样我们才能够在服事里面同心合意，尊耶稣为王。
And in this way, we can come into unity when we serve God, and we can claim God as the master.
那我们就可以继续站在神面前。
And we can continue to stand before God.
神会用我们。
God will use us.
一直到我们没有办法服事为止。
Until the time that we are unable to serve anymore.
那在第这是条件哈，第八节到第十节。
And verse 8 to verse 10, this is the condition.
神使大卫的苗啊，大卫的苗裔发出。
God is the branch.
那我们下一次再来说，这个就是预言耶稣的降临。
This is a prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus. We will continue next time.
一起默祷。
Please pray in silence.